Buddy McHider is kindly with us for a kōrero today from Tauranga Mine. A couple of things I wanted to touch on with Buddy. One's the look at the Waitangi Tribunal, the discrediting of it. Shane Jones has been really the main man there. And Buddy was involved with Tribunal work right from the get-go. And also I read a thing where an ex-mayor of Tauranga was raising issues. You know that the city's being run by a commission at the moment because of what was previously a dysfunctional council. And I was hoping for some updates there from Buddy, who joins us from that beautiful part of Aotearoa. Tēnākoe, Buddy. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Morena, Dale. Morena, koutou.
Kia ora. Firstly, we'll do the Tauranga thing first. What do you make of this commission as against the council? And I just saw some overtures about thinking that the commission was doing a pretty good job. How do you rate local council issues and the fora associated with Buddy?
I agree. The commissioners are doing an excellent job. You know, like many other councils are finding, Dale, around the country, there's been a lack of investment in infrastructure, and the commissioners have gotten on that wagon, and so we're seeing a whole lot of things being pushed forward in Tauranga that should have been addressed by previous councils but haven't been, and so they've had the courage to do that. While there are some complaints from some sources about, you know, the costs of all this, those noises are mostly coming from people who I think are lining themselves up for when the commissioners finish and we go back to elections. So there's a bit of political positioning going on. But certainly I know for a fact from the business community in Tauranga, very supportive of what the commissioners have done. And that goes too for Tangata Whenua as well. The commissioners have taken into account our concerns and our thoughts and what we think should be happening with the development of the city, particularly the Civic Centre. In time, we'll see that reflected in Tauranga having some amazing spaces and places where people can work, live and play, I think, is the line that everybody uses.
Yeah, tēnākoe. So where would the discussion be about the reinstatement of a council? And I'm getting from you, Buddy, that Māori concepts and discussions are getting a more fair hearing from the commission than they may have from the council.
Oh, that's definitely the case, yeah. the previous council, as an example, I think was pretty evenly split, but the majority, I think, were on the side of people who did not want to see Māori issues pushed to the forefront and promises made in the past kept up with. So it's been very refreshing from Tangata Whenua perspective. I'm not quite sure what's going to happen in July at the moment. I mean, one of the proposals put forward was that we should have a mixture of commissioners and elected councillors. So we're just waiting on the Minister for Local Government to make that call and see how we go. But, yeah, it's supposed to be happening in July, so that's why there's a sudden rash of all these things happening, I presume.
Well, tēnākoe. That's that, kaupapa. Look, Buddy, you're a former director of the Waitangi Tribunal. I can't recall as much political heat being applied to their relevance in contemporary Aotearoa than what we're witnessing right now. As somebody who's seen it work across the years since it was established in 1975, what do you think of the political spotlight that's being shone on the tribunal and in many ways the discrediting of some of their work and findings?
Once again, I think it's just political expediency. Dale, we have particular politicians trying to appeal to their demographic, the ones that vote for them. And, you know, I have to say that it's old, pale and stale in many ways. That's the New Zealand first demographic anyway. And I think it's the same with our other mate Seymour and his pals. So, you know, the Trihi, the Waitangi Tribunal and Māori issues in general are an easy target for those people. And I'm really embarrassed, to be honest, particularly with Winston and with Shane. Shane I worked with when he was in the Prime Minister's Department, and I remember being sent down to the Sounds on a retreat with Shane and another a number of other senior Māori political, senior Māori public servants at the time. And we were asked to come up with a way to fix the claims. And this is by a national government. The minister at the time was Doug Graham. And so that's where the whole billion-dollar envelope solution came from. And Shane was an architect of that. So times change, don't they? And people obviously change as well. Shane and I had a recent debate in Hamilton for something called the Free Speech Union. And we debated the question of Māori are not Indigenous. I was defending that position, of course, and Shane was on the other side. And I just said, where are you at with all this stuff, bro? This is not the Shane that I used to know. Anyway, be it what it is, I think that they have really taken the little for a hornet's nest, and they're going to reap the consequences.
So the Waitangi Tribunal, I mean, nothing is cast in stone, is it? And like our people, we are evolving, so do our structures need to accommodate that evolution. So what would you say of the need to review the functionality, the impact of entities such as the Tribunal? Does it denigrate it, or do you think it is appropriate that we look at how it operates in 2024, buddy?
Oh, end of the day, you know, again, this is just politicking. The Tribunal only makes recommendations, and it's up to the government of the day whether they accept those recommendations or not. So, you know, don't blame the Tribunal for being a permanent commission of inquiry, which goes in and examines all the facts and gets both sides and then writes a report with various recommendations. And it's up to the government of the day to put those recommendations into action or to reject them entirely. So, you know, all you're doing is whacking the horse. You should be looking at the destination.
Tēnā koe. It's Waitangi Day on Tuesday. How are you anticipating it's to be acknowledged in your community?
Well, I'm one of the organisers of the Tauranga Moana Waitangi Day Festival, which has been happening now for the last 6 years. It's a day of fun for families, which is how you know, we've managed and organised it. The politics have been left aside, to be honest, and that hasn't. I'm anticipating that will be the case this year. We'll just have a whole lot of our community coming along, having a good time with each other, and you know. We have the only formalities are putting up the flag in the morning and taking it down at night and singing the national anthem. So we're anticipating a great day in Tauranga on Waitangi Day.
Tēnā koe. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us, buddy. I appreciate your perspectives and experience. Mauri ora, kia koe.
Kia ora, kia ora.
Tēnā koe. That's a former director of the Waitangi Tribunal, Buddy McKayre, who is a noted kaimahi and Māori advocate in and around the Tauranga Moana Ruhi, and all the best going forward.